Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, no, it was a great occasion for the young lads. As you said, Cork will be quite a strong team, and we played them fifth time today, and haven't beaten them in the previous four, so it was extra special for them to get the win today. So it's a good day for them all.
Sean, obviously you've had a year of it, and it's been well documented, but does this give you a boost, this coaching role with the academy and seeing the side win? I mean, your love for the game hasn't been soured, has it? I mean, days like this must be special.
Yeah, no, not at all. No, and I've said it a couple of times, my love for the game never been soured by the experiences I've had. I came in with the group in the start of all through pre-season, and obviously I moved back to Dublin for different reasons, and yeah, I've kept in touch with the group, and they've been fantastic from the start. The attitude of the young players has been brilliant, and ability-wise, I was blown away when I first met the group. So they've been an absolute pleasure to work with, and it just, it makes me feel really good to see them be rewarded for all that, you know.
Yeah, and rewarded with a massive final now, which will be coming up shortly. I mean, that's going to be a really exciting time. There's going to be a real buzz amongst the squad, and as you said, I suppose no less than they deserve as a group.
No, not at all. And I think the brand of football that they've played throughout the season has been highlighted by a number of different teams and stuff in the league, and they've been credited for it. So they fully deserved everything they've worked for so far, and it's great for them at that age group to be able to represent the Limerick, you know, on the biggest stage in the country in their group. So, it's fantastic.
What you want, obviously, with an academy set up, though, is, I suppose, continuity and a clear pathway to the senior team. Unfortunately, that's up in the air at the moment. Does that affect morale or affect anything?
It is ideal. You know, you'd love them to have a senior team to go and watch on Friday nights and stuff like that, you know, to give them an end goal. But these players have, this group of players have it all ahead of them, you know. They have the ability and attitude, so if they keep working hard, you know, if it's not Limerick, it may be somewhere else they may be representing. But again, I think for Limerick as a city, you know, this is the next group coming through. There's some fantastic talent there, and it would be great for the city to have a team that they could go and represent, you know.
With the examinership and everything that's going on at the moment, Sean, are you hoping that Limerick FC pulls through and that there is senior soccer in the city going forward?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a city that needs senior soccer. You know, there's a massive support down here for soccer, and as you said, the talent is there. It's coming through, you know, at younger age groups, and it would be great for them to have a pathway to go on and play for a first team. You know, so I do hope it comes through. But again, yeah, no, it would be an awful shame if a city like Limerick didn't have a professional soccer set up for young aspiring footballers to play for their county, you know.